Today, being the 18th day of Ramadan, 1441 years after the Hijrah of the Holy Prophet, equivalent to 11th of May, 2020 years after the era of Prophet Isa, alayhi salam, our tafsir from Faculty of Engineering Mosque, Ahmadu Bello University, Zaria, continues from Ayat 70 in Surat Qasas. The recitation of the Holy Quran will be from Ustaz Abdul Mumin Yakubu, while Professor Abdullah Elokene will conduct the tafsir, inshallah. Bismillah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وهو الله لا إله إلا هو له الحمد في الأولى والآخرة وله الحكم وإليه ترجعون.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، ملك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين، آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق، ناصر الحق بالحق، الهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم، وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، الحمد لله رب العالمين. وهو الله لا إله إلا هو له الحمد في الأولى والآخرة وله الحكم وإليه ترجعون. الله تبارك وتعالى from beginning of the surah he was saying نحن نقص وما كان ربك مهلك القرى. He was saying we shall relate to you. It's not for your Lord. وربك يخلق ما يشاء ويختار. Allah is the one that selects. Who is this, your Lord? Your Lord, we are relating to you. Who is he? Wa huwa Allah. He is Allah. La ilaha illa hu. There is none but him. Lahu alhamdu fil ula wal akhirah. To him is the praise at the beginning and at the end. Wa lahu alhukmu. And the judgment is his. وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. And to him is the return of all of you. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, at the beginning, he said, نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ. Like in Surah Yusuf. Here, نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ, that we are going to relate to you the story of Moses وَفِرْعَوْنَ بِالْحَقِّ. And Pharaoh in truth. That is the beginning. He told us the beginning of Moses, and he told us how he ended. He told us the beginning of Pharaoh with Moses, and how Pharaoh was destroyed. He came and he told us he doesn't destroy a nation. This is his reason for doing it. It's Allah, who Allah. It's Allah that is the one that has this beginning and has this end. Moses, with all these great characters of his, the praise is for Allah. At the end, that the enemy was vanquished, the praise is for Allah. In reality, from beginning of anything to the end of anything, all the praise is for Allah. And whenever you see anything, know that that is how Allah selected it. وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. So that decision is for Allah. That is why in Islam we are asked to believe in Qadr. أَن تُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْقَدَرِ. that Allah has predestined everything that he will do, and that judgment is his, and finally it is to him we will return. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. So all that we have been hearing from the beginning of the surah, the reality is this: wa huwa Allahu la ilaha illahu. He is Allah, there is none but him. But if you look at this sentence, it is said in the past tense, as if it's giving us information. All that we see, all that has been said, the judgment, Allah is the one. Hu Allahu, la ilaha illahu, there is none that can be worshipped, that should be worshipped, but him. You see, is in the past tense. And all our life is like that. There is a past tense, there is a present continuous tense, and there is a future tense. In Arabic too, it's like that. The past, they said, madin, what has passed. The present and the continuous tense, they say, mudari. The future tense is still to them, mudari. So always we have to be very cautious. Your past is past. Is there anything that you can do about your past? Can you go there and make it not to be what it was, as it was at the time it was? Of course you cannot. But there's still something you can do to your past. The philosophers, they says, whoever heals his past, then he will win his future. Your past, what happened to you yesterday, you can't go and make sure it doesn't happen the way it happened. It has already happened. But you can heal it. فَأَمَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. You see, again, these are three. If you go to your past, what happened to you that you know you did this it wrongly, you repent to Allah, you have healed it. Not that something happened to you in the past, you are still staying in the present, and you are still brooding over what happened to you in the past. You are still showing annoyance. You are still declaring enmity from what happened in the past. The past has passed. You can heal it by seeking repentance from Allah. And at the present, what should you do? You should have faith that Allah that did that yesterday can make you to go forward. Then for the future, start doing good work. فَأَمَّنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَأَمِلَ صَالِحًا. Which means you start doing good work that will take you into the future. This automatically will make sure that you win the future. Which means even though your past is past, it's still with you in the present. It has become a history, but there's something you can do about it. There are paths that there's nothing you can do about it, but you should appreciate it. Your tribe is a past. You can't change your tribe. So don't start saying, had I wished I would have been in that tribe. No. Appreciate the tribe Allah has given you and move forward. And then think about the future. When the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came, he also told us that our religion is in three parts. Islam, when you profess that you have submitted, this is a profession. Is it true? Do you have faith in what you are professing? We don't yet know. قالت الأعراب آمنا كل لم تؤمنوا ولكن قولوا أسلمنا. The Arabs, they said, oh Prophet, we have faith, we believe. Allah says, tell them, you don't yet believe, but you have professed submission. After Islam, which is the physical worship that everybody can see, after you say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, you now say your salah, people can see you, you have submitted to saying your salah. You are fasting, you have submitted. You are giving zakah, you have submitted. You have money, you go to Hajj, you have submitted. Your heart should go all out now and have that same strong belief. That is the present. Angel Gabriel came to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, unknown to the Sahaba, he was asking, what is Islam? The Prophet told him, said, then what is Iman? What is faith? The Prophet told him, then what is Ihsan? Excellence. Then the Prophet told him, these are the three levels. when you come again to zikr, it's also at that three level. Because when you say huwa Allah, la ilaha illa hu, lahul hamdu, to him is the praise. The whole Fatiha that we are asked to recite all the time is also referred to as Suratul Hamd. By the time you recite Suratul Fatiha, you have praised Allah with the best you can ever praise Allah with. What remains is for you to engage your heart in fulfilling that faith that you attest to. Then go to the level of excellence as if you are seeing Allah. So here, when you say, Hu Allah, la ilaha illahu, you are declaring that none has can be worshipped except him. Him who? Allah in the past. But when you come to Salah, Allah will teach you that you came to Islam declaring that la ilaha illallah, I bear witness that there is none to be worshipped but Allah. But at that stage, you are at the stage of la ilaha illahu. You are at the stage of there is none to be worshipped but him. Come to the present. When you say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din, you have used the five names of Allah. It will transport you from your absent mindedness, because Allah is not absent. Allah said, Wa ma kunna ga'ibin, we have never been absent. Then it will transport you to the present. When a child is born, he does not know the father or the mother is in his front, even though the mother is the one carrying him. Why? Because it's a feeling. He does not yet have that feeling. But as he is growing up, he will start feeling it, that I am with my mother. You see, he has been transported from being absent to know that he is before his father and mother. Allah is there all the time. You are the one that is absent because of your state of mind and your state of perception. When you hit there, Allah will now tell you, Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. You have to declare to Allah, O Allah, you are in front of Allah now. It is you I worship, it is you I seek his assistance. Then by the time you finish your salah, you are about to leave salah, the Prophet will also teach you to return yourself back to being present with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tahiyatu lillah, azakiyatu lillah, At-tayyibatu salawatu lillah, as-salamu alayka. You look at the Prophet and said, as-salamu alayka. Peace be unto you, you this Prophet. You are no more saying, as-salamu alayhi. You are not saying, peace be unto him. It's now, peace be unto you. Which means you are in front of him. Then as you continue to practice and make zikr, you can go to a final level, which will make you yourself, not to even know that you exist. At that time, it's only Allah that exists. That is the stage that Allah will be telling Moses, La ilaha illa ana, there is none but me. But and you'll be hearing it from a tree that is an ordinary creation. Because that tree at that time, the manifestation of Allah has made it to disappear, and only the manifestation of Allah remains. Here, the tendency is for people to say, is it possible? Yes, it is possible. When you reach that stage, you are not normal, because your nature will have changed. People will look at you and call you madman. And that's exactly what happened to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahirun, majnunun, the Arabs, they used to call the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam al-Amin. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so reasonable, so good in character, such a handsome fellow, such a nice person to his community, that he was well loved. But the same people today, the same people that loved him, looked at him and said, you are a magician, you are a madman. There is this man called the Mad. The Mad, he left his village. He is an expert in curing madness. People that have insane, that people that have been caused to be insane by jinnu and the likes. when he came to Makkah, he started hearing people saying that there is man that say he's a prophet, but actually he's a madman. So the mad went and said, started looking for the prophet. If I can see him, I will cure him. I'll try my best to cure him. Finally, he saw the prophet. When he saw the prophet, he said, "Oh prophet, Muhammad," said, "Yes. Is there any madness with you? Allah has given cure in my hand. I have cured a lot of people from the madness caused by jinn and the rest." When he said that to the prophet looked at him. And then he said, he will reply. It is the prophet's character that before he replied, he will praise Allah. Lahu alhamdu fil ule wal akhirah. Like we were told in Surah Naml, before you start to talk about Allah, praise Allah. At the end of it, praise Allah. So before the prophet will reply, the man, what will he do? He praised Allah. How did he praise Allah? He said, "Inna alhamdulillahi, nahamuduhu wa nasta'inuhu. Man yahdillah fala mudilla lah, wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu." Immediately he reached here, he asked him, "What you said just now, please repeat it to me." He repeated. The Prophet repeated it. "Inna alhamda lillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu. Man yahdihillah fala mudilla lah, wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu." He said again, "Please repeat it." He repeated it. "And what is this saying?" He said, "Inna alhamda lillahi. Praise, all of it is for Allah. Nahamuduhu, we are praising him, Allah. Wa nasta'inuhu, and we are seeking his assistance. Man yahdihillahu, whoever Allah has guided, fala mudilla lahu, nobody can cause him to go astray. Wa man yudlil, whoever Allah has caused astray, fala hadiya lahu, nobody can guide him. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, I bear witness that there is none but Allah. Wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah." The man looked at the Prophet and said, "Hati yadaka ubayuka al-Islam. Bring your hand, let me confess my profession to you on Islam. I have heard magicians speak. I have heard soothsayers speak. I have heard poets speak. I have never heard this kind of word. This word came as if it's from the depth of the bottom of the ocean. The meaning contained in it is too much. It has to be from a person of Allah, an Islamist." You see, people said he is mad. But the one that has been dealing with knowledge and that has knowledge of the jinn, that knows how to cure, when he listened to the Prophet, he knew that this is not madness. In another place, the Prophet, he said, "La yazalu lisanika ratban min zikrillah." Be calling Allah, be calling Allah, be remembering Allah. La lahum yatazakkarun. Be remembering Allah, be calling him until your tongue is always fresh in calling Allah. In another place he said, "You should call Allah until people say you are mad." Which means there is a stage that your remembrance of Allah will reach. People have to see you as mad. Why? Because at that stage your nature has changed. You are now looking at what people are not seeing. You are seeing that nothing matters but Allah. At that stage, people are seeing that nothing matters but the world. Some are seeing that, oh, sometimes Allah matters, the world matters. But you, there's nothing that you are seeing but Allah's will. That is the stage where people will look at you as mad. That's the stage where you will even forget yourself and you may be speaking like a madman. That's why here, at the end of the surah, this particular surah, Allah is going to complete it. And he will tell you that the reality is kullu shay'in halikun. Everything will come to annihilate one day. They will not exist. To some people, even now, those things don't exist. Because whatever is finite is finite. Whatever is infinite is infinite. The finite can never become so much as to make any dent on the infinite. If you are to take billions and trillions and multiply it by the trillions and trillions you can multiply it by, and you subtract it from the finite, you will still get infinity. If you take infinity and add trillions and trillions and billions to the square of trillions and billions to it, it will still be infinity, which means the creations, no matter how much they become, Allah is still the one that is present. Huwa al-awwalu wal-akhiru wal-zahiru wal-batin huwa bi kulli shay'in alim. But if you are consumed in your presence and you can't see beyond your presence, then la ilaha illa hu. But when you come to salah, la ilaha illa anta. When you are no more normal, la ilaha illa ana. That's why tawhid, the tawhid of the state of Islam, tawhid of the state of Iman, tawhid of the state of Islam. And at the state of Islam, you are still looking at Allah as not present with you. So it is very easy for you to commit sin. You commit capital sins, but you are still a Muslim because you don't know Allah is there. The Prophet said, La yazni azani hina yazni wa huwa mu'min. The person that you see committing fornication and he's a Muslim, the time he's committing it, don't think that he has faith. He didn't even know Allah exists at that time. If you could feel the presence of Allah, even you, if you are present before, in front of your friend, can he commit zina in your friend, in your presence? Let alone Allah. Then when a person has faith, he has moved to the level of La ilaha illa anta. If he continues on that stage, he is not the one to get himself to the next stage. It's Allah that gets him to that stage. And when Allah gets him to that stage, every human being will know that you are not normal. And definitely you will not be normal. May Allah make us to be able to sacrifice ourselves. That is the level you call people that are there as shaheed, because they have sacrificed themselves. They have killed themselves in front of Allah. They don't exist anymore. Wahu Allahu. It's Allah that is revealing this message to us. It's to him that began Moses' beginning up to the end. La ilaha illahu. There is none to be worshipped but him. Lahu alhamdu. The praise is his that has sent the prophet to us, that has allowed us to get this Quran in our hands. Fil uli at the beginning, wal akhirah and at the end of it. Walahu alhukmu. Whatever you see, it is his own judgment. Wa ilayhi turja'un. To him finally is our return. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Bismillah.
Qul ara'aytum in ja'ala Allahu 'alaykum al-layla sarmadan ila yawm al-qiyamati man ilahun ghayru Allahi yatikum أَفَلَا تَسْمَعُونَ
قُلْ رَأَيْتُمُ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَٰهُ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِضِيَاءٍ أَفَلَا تَسْمَعُونَ قُلْ أَوْ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ tell them أَرَأَيْتُمُ do you see إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلَ سَرْمَدًا if Allah was to put the night over you perpetually, man ilahun gairillahi, who is the other Allah that will come, who is the other God that will come and give you their light to see, afala tasma'un, don't you hear? Bismillah.
Qul ra'aytum in ja'ala Allahu 'alaykum an-nahara sarmadan ila yawmi al-qiyamati man ilahun ghayru Allahi yatikum من إله غير الله ياتيكم بليل تسكنون فيه أفلا تبصرون
قل إن جعل الله عليكم النهار سرمدا إلى يوم القيامة من إله غير الله يأتيكم بليل تسكنون فيه أفلا تبصرون. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم also tell them, قول say, أفرأيتم, do you see, إن جعل الله عليكم النهار سرمدا, if Allah was to make the day to be perpetual for you, إلى يوم القيامة, up to the day of judgment, من إله غير الله, who is this other Allah, or this other God, يأتيكم بليل تسكنون فيه, that will bring the night for you to rest in, أفلا تبصرون, don't you see, here, these two verses are together. Allah mentioned hearing before sight. Afala tasma'un, don't you hear? Afala tubsirun, don't you see? Because hearing is much more useful than the sight. And Allah granted first before the sight. Wallazi ansha'akum waja'ala lakum as-sam'a wal absara wal af'ida. Allah gave you the hearing, then the sight, then the mind. Again, in the human being, these things, that's how they come. By the time a fetus is in the womb of the mother, like the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Arba'ina yawman nutfatan, thumma yakunu alakatan misla dhalika, thumma yakunu mudghatan misla dhalika. The first 40 days as sperm, the second 40 days as congealed blood, the third 40 days as a lump of flesh. After 120 days, you are now having about 16 weeks. Then the ears are fully developed in the womb, and the baby in the womb at that time will start hearing. Because it is that time that Allah will send فَيُرْسَلُ إِلَيْهِ الْمَلَكُ, Allah will send an angel to come and write the four important things, بِكَتْبِ رِزْكِهِ وَأَجَلِهِ وَأَمَلِهِ أَوْ سَعِيدًا أَوْ شَكِيًا. Allah will send that it should be written there. What will be the work of this person? What will be the length of his stay in this world? What will be what will be his wealth all the time in this world until he finishes? Then is he going to end up as a fortunate person? May Allah make us to be among them.
Amen.
Or is he going to end up as an unfortunate person? May Allah distance us away from it.
Amen.
By the time this thing is written, it's now 120 days, it's now 16 weeks. The scientists, they said, the fetus acts exactly the same time he starts to hear. In the womb of the mother, all the sound that is going on outside the womb, this fetus can hear it. If it's all the time, all the languages is spoken. So by the time the child comes out, he has already started getting some of the languages because he has been hearing it inside the womb. So by the time he comes out, he also makes noise for people to hear, cries. But the sight, even if it opens, will not be able to start taking things in until after some time, because it's the second important thing. These two, the hearing and the sight, are the ones that will take message to his mind. So when they start taking message to his mind, the mind will start developing, understanding the messages, until by the time he's no more a child at the age of 6, he understands very well that he should stand up and follow his father in everything, even in prayer. At this stage, if your child doesn't start to follow in prayer, you are asked to make him to follow you. But a child already at the age of 2-3 years, you don't invite him. When you are praying, you are doing any good work, he will just come and stay with you. So here, this is the stage of the hearing. If a person is blind, for example, he can still go ahead and become a learned person and then deliver knowledge. But a person who is dumb and deaf can't easily deliver, even can't easily become a knowledgeable person, let alone to deliver knowledge. And the messengers are sent with messages that has to be heard, first of all, with the ears. So that's why hearing is more useful than sight. Then Allah is giving us an instance here now. قل أرأيتم إن جعل الله عليكم الليل سرمدا إلى يوم القيامة. If Allah was to give you the night perpetual up to the day of judgment, is there any God that would bring light for you to see. But look at, he's talking of night and day. But he said, Afala tasma'un. Don't you hear? Because in the night, your hearing is very strong. Because that time, your sight, the faculty of your sight is not working. You only see dark, you don't pay attention to whatever you're seeing. So your hearing is very strong. But what brings up night? What brings about the day? It is the simple rotation of the earth on its axis. And this earth rotates on its axis at a linear speed of between 1,000 to about 1670 kilometers an hour. Between 1,000 and 1,670 kilometers an hour, depending on where you are in the world. If you are around Europe, it's less than 1670. If you are within the equator, it's up to 1,670 kilometers an hour that the world is rotating on its own axis. As it is rotating on that axis, the sun, relative to it, is stationary because it is the solar system. The sun has its own gravitational pull that keeps all the planets within its system fixed. Just like the earth has its own gravitational pull that puts everything on earth fixed. So you have to move, you have to use strength to move, a motive force to move. If not, you don't just move, you don't float because the gravitational force of the earth keeps you in space, in on earth. Against the gravitational pull of the sun keeps the earth fixed in space. The earth is also moving around the sun at about 107,000 kilometers per hour. This is what causes the seasonal changes. The light itself that we see moves at about 300,000 kilometers per second. Per second. That's how much the light moves. So you can see the speed of light. That's why if something is too far, like the galaxy, you now measure it in light years. The amount of time it will take light to travel in 1 year is what you use to now measure that distance, which means when Allah is talking of days in the Quran, is not this your day? Is the ultimate day in His creation that He's talking about? And for now, what we have discovered is the light years. Then, when you are seeing the light that you are using to see, is created by Allah. When Allah says His own light, this is not the light. The light you are using to see now is the one that Allah has created, that He allows you to be able to have from the sun. Allah does not need the sun to have light. But that light is fed from the light of the first created creature, which is the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He fills everything in the universe with light. Remember, even darkness is light, because darkness is a color that you still see that is black. But the non-existence, there is no color in it. That's why a person that is blind is not seeing darkness. He's not seeing anything. He's not seeing black. It's not seeing white, it's not seeing yellow. Then all these colors are just between a small band in the discovered electromagnetic spectrum. It's just within a small band of some megahertz, megahertz that they're about. But the hearing is just between, it's just from about 20 or 200 hertz to over 20,000 hertz. So it's far below. Then the radio wave is just above that. Then you have the infrared. Then before you go to the visible range, the visible waves, after you pass it, then you go to the ultraviolet. Then you go to the X-ray. Then you go to the gamma ray. This is what the human being itself on this earth has discovered, that there is this electromagnetic spectrum. That even your seeing is because of some propagation of some photons that makes you to see. These things, as they propagate, it comes to your eyes. The eyes take them and propagate it down to your brain. Then the brain is able to now translate it for you to see it behind your brain, and then you now come to see. So actually, when you are seeing, it's not with the eye you are seeing. It is with the brain that takes the message and decode it back. Just like when as I'm speaking now, the radio is sending the message to you. Propagation. it will go in that propagation, and within the bandwidth that you are given, it will enter a radio and it will be translated back to voice. The same thing when you are looking at your television. Everything is about magnetic waves. That is hearing how it is. Allah is telling us, without that movement, without that gravity, without that spectrum that Allah has put there, then you will not be able to have light or day or night or hearing or seeing. All scientists know that they did not create it. We are just studying it. Allah that created it is the one that is talking now. If he did not create it, who will have created it for you? If there is night perpetual up to the day of judgment, will the earth ever dry for you to be able to walk? Will you even be able to see yourself and know that you are handsome or not handsome, and see that somebody else has riches or not riches? Have you ever seen a blind man bothered about what he's wearing, or bothered whether his wife is light in complexion, or tall, or big, or small? No, he only depends on the sensory nerves that is remaining with his hands to feel. So let us praise Allah, be thankful to Allah, and know that Allah is the one that gives us the night and the day. And here Allah is saying, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ النَّهَارَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَٰهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ تَسْكُنُونَ فِيهِ. He has given us the night to rest. We go and we struggle in the daytime, struggle and we get tired. In the night, we come and rest. You don't want to rest continuously. You don't want to struggle continuously. All of us have been locked down because of this COVID-19. What happens? You start getting lazy. Your body starts getting bored. So even if you're asked to rest perpetually, you'll be bored and be lazy. If you're also asked to walk perpetually, you'll be tired, and your sense will not be able to think again. So, taskununa fihi, that you will rest in. This rest, that is why the house is called maskan, a place of rest, a place where you have your tranquil. So if a house, there is no peace in it, and there is no rest in it, then in reality, it's not a house. That's why Allah himself, in another place, is saying, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمُ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مُوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. That out of the signs that Allah has given you, after his miracles that he has given to you, is that from yourself he created for you your own wife, so that you can have rest in her. And to have this rest, he put between you love and care, which means your house should be a place where there is love and there is care. So even in the house, you, the father, try to initiate love, try to initiate care. Let the children live in love and care. Let the woman provide love and care. If not, it will not be a house. So when people return back to their house in the evening to come and have love and care with their family, they see their children, they are happy. They see their wives, they are happy. The Prophet ﷺ said, a good woman is a lady that dresses well, is cheerful. When the husband is coming in, just you're sighting her, you are happy. All the problems you are coming in from outside, finish. That's a good one. The Sufis, they say, yes, the night is meant for rest. We don't see what we should love more than the Prophet ﷺ. We don't see what we should love more than Allah. We'll spend our night in communicating with Allah and his Prophet, so to have the proper God-given peaceful rest. That's why you find they engage in the night praying. But no matter how you are as a Sufi, you want to stand up and pray at night, don't use all the night to pray. Remember to go back to also stay with your wife. Let her also have some peace with you. That's why Allah is telling us that he gave us the night so we can have rest in it. He gave us the day so we can go about to have our activities. If the activities get too much, we get tired. If the rest gets too much, we get bored. Afala tubsirun, don't you see, as Allah is explaining things to you one by one?
ومن رحمته جعل لكم الليل والنهار لتسكنوا فيه ولتبتغوا من فضله ولعلكم تشكرون.
ومن رحمته جعل لكم الليل والنهار لتسكنوا فيه ولتبتغوا من فضله ولعلكم تشكرون. الله says, His name is Allah. After the name of Allah, His other attributed name that will come after it is Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, is compassion and mercy. And the prophet he has sent to us is a prophet of mercy. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. He said, وَمِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ. Therefore, out of his compassion and mercy to you, أَنْجَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ, that he gives to you night and he gives to you day. لِتَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ, for you to be able to have rest in the night. وَلِتَبْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, and for you to seek his bounties in the daytime. Why? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, so that you can offer thanks to Allah. Anytime you wake up at night, like we said, the first thing you should do is to say, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahayana ba'da ma amatana wa ilayhi nushur. Praise is to Allah that has allowed us to wake up from this our death, and it is to him that we are going to do our livelihood today. Then take your chewing stick, chew it, go and wash yourself if you have to bath. If you don't have to bath, make ablution after chewing stick or brushing your teeth and offer to Allah 2 rak'ah, thanking Allah before you do anything at all at night. Then you will have offered thanks to Allah. Allah said, وَرَبَّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. There are times that Allah has selected. Allah has mentioned to us day. He has mentioned to us night. Allah has selected Maghrib and Isha'i, the end of the day. Sahir and Subuhi, dawn and morning, the beginning of the day. These are the ones that Allah has selected among the times we have. So when you try your best, even if you can't say congregational prayer, you must try to say Maghrib and Isha in congregation. Try your best to say your Subuhi in congregation. Try your best to stand up at night, particularly at dawn, to call unto Allah. Because this is the time Allah himself selected. This is why sheikhs like Sheikh Ahmad Tijani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he put the wazifa of making zikr and praising Allah to be between Maghrib and Isha, because Allah has selected that time. It is said that the worship with you at these times is 50 times more virtuous than the worship you do during the daytime. So let us take the opportunity. The Prophet ﷺ used to ask us to stand at night to pray, particularly at the last 1/3 of the night, or at the last 1/6 of the night in another narration. That is the dawn and the subuhi time. And then between Maghrib and Isha, Sayyidina Umar used to ask that no person should sleep between Maghrib and Isha. If anybody sleep, Allah don't give him sleep. La namat aynahu. Let his eyes not sleep. It's not good to sleep between Maghrib and Isha. Immediately it is dawn, if you don't wake up early, try to wake up at that time and be making istighfar. Wal mustakfirina bil ashir. Allah is praising those servants that used to make istighfar by the time of dawn in the morning. There's a lot of way we can easily get close to Allah. Allah did all this. Give us the day, give us the night, for us to rest, for us to seek the bounties of Allah, so that we can be thankful to Allah. Allah, we are thankful to you.
وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ فَيَقُولُ أَيْنَ شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ كُنْتُمْ تَزْعُمُونَ.
وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ فَيَقُولُ أَيْنَ شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ كُنْتُمْ تَزْعُمُونَ. This is the same ayah we passed. Allah brought this verse when he was telling us what will happen in the hereafter, and telling us that everything actually goes back to God, and that all that Allah has brought us in this world for is that he has blessed us by creating us and making us human beings for us to actually sit down and be thanking him. That's what Allah is now reminding us. وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ a day will come, these people that are seed partners with Allah, they will be called. Aina shuraka ya lazina kuntum tazumun. Where are my so-called partners that you attribute to me that are my partners? Allah has no partner. La ilaha illahu. There is none but him.
وَنَزَعْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ شَهِيدًا فَقُلْنَا هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ فَعَلِمُوا أَنَّ الْحَقَّ لِلَّهِ وَضَلَّ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ.
ونضعنا من كل أمة شهيدا وعلموا فقلنا هاتوا برهانكم وعلموا أن الحق لله وضل عنهم ما كانوا يفترون. On the day of judgment, after everybody is brought, ونضعنا من كل أمة شهيدا, from every ummah, from every nation, a witness is brought. فقلنا, then we'll say to all this, all everybody, hatu burhanakum, bring your proof of what you have done. Bring your proof that Allah has a partner. You are the one associated partner with Allah. Fa'alimu anna al-haqqa lillah. At that time, all those that are associated partners with Allah, even the people that claim that they are doing tawheed, that worship Allah, will see that there were times that they had attributed themselves as Allah. There are times they have looked onto even a person in front of them to give them their needs other than Allah. Everybody will now know that the truth has always been with Allah. وَضَلَّ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ. Then everything will be lost to them, all that they used to fabricate when they were in the world. There are servants of Allah that till today, whatever they need, they will never ask anybody. Whatever it is they need, they will ask Allah and go ahead and look for it. If they get it, so be it. If they don't get it, so be it. If you must ask, ask from a good-natured person. And ask, first of all, Allah. Allah says, وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. Allah is the one that has the choice. Seek the choice of Allah. That's why the Prophet ﷺ, he used to gather the Sahabas, teach them Fatiha. That's how to thank Allah. Teach them istihara. That's how to seek the choice of Allah. You want to go and look for something, first of all, ask Allah. Allah, I'm looking for this thing. Choose it for me, if it will be good for me. Allahumma inni astakhiruka min ilmika wa astakbiruka bi kudratika wa as'aluka min fadlika al-azim. Allah, I'm seeking your choice with your knowledge of what I'm seeking for. And your power that ordains, to ordain it for me. But Allah, only do this for me if it will be good for me in my religion, in my world affair, and in my hereafter. If it will not, Allah, take it away from me and bring something better than that. Even if you cannot stand up and offer two rakah completely like the Prophet Lama said, the minimum you should say is, Rabbi khirli wa khtarli. Oh Allah, choose for me. Give me a choice. Rabbi khirli wa khtarli. Choose for me. Give me a choice. But don't just go, you are looking for something. Then this man is a big man. Please come and give me this. They say, if you give me a letter, I will get this job. Wallahi, if Allah gives it to you, where you are, you sit down and they will be forced to bring that letter to you. There are people who have never left their houses and they have gotten to the highest position in this world. They never left. We are all in this country. In Nigeria, when we were told that everybody was struggling, that they want to be vice president to Obasanjo, and suddenly Obasanjo said he's choosing Atiku. Everything was said, he said he's choosing Atiku. And of course, as a vice president, you believe that you are going to be the president. We were all sitting down when the PDP was struggling who should be their presidential candidate. A lot of people from the south, from the north, were struggling. The person that did not think about it, that nobody even thought should be thought of, is the one that Obasanjo just said, that's the person I want to give presents to. Umar Musa Yar'Adua. Everybody saw it. So if Allah will give you something, you don't have to keep on in cap begging people here and there, bribing, doing this. Allah will give you. It is not your begging that makes Allah to give you. Lahul hukmu. Allah has already decreed, has already judged that He will give that thing to you. You are the only one that believe you have to stoop and beg and do this before you get it. There was this man who was looking for the Vice Chancellor of the University of Lagos. He's a medical doctor. He went to treat Sheikh Ibrahim Niass in Lagos. And as he was treating Sheikh Ibrahim Niass, he saw big people coming. This commissioner comes, this one comes. This person was very big. Then he even saw that the head of state at the time, Gowon, sent to greet him. Then he said, please tell this man to help me to beg Gowon to make me the Vice Chancellor of UNILAG. They went, they told Sheikh, this doctor treating you, say, is begging you that you should tell the head of state to make him the Vice Chancellor. Sheikh called the man. He said, I will not go to the head of state to ask him to give you this job. But I will ask the one that the whole world is in his hands to give you this job. And by the grace of Allah, He will give it to you. And Sheikh prayed. And the man got it. He became the Vice Chancellor. So even though we are permitted to seek assistance, on the day of judgment, we are going to find out even those that we went to seek assistance from, it has become a dent on us that it is part of lack of trust, complete trust in Allah. وَضَلَّ أَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ. Let alone those that did not even go through the... Because Allah Himself permits that we can go and seek assistance. Then those that went to seek assistance from Satan and fabricated that Allah had fatness, where will they be on that day? When people that have done the correct thing are afraid, where will be those that did heinous crime by associating partners to Allah? That day, everything will be lost before them.
إن قارون كان من قوم موسى فبغى عليهم وآتيناه من الكنوز ما إن مفاتحه لتنوء بالعصبة أولي القوة إذ قال له قومه لا تفرح إن الله لا يحب الفرحين.
إن قارون كان من قوم موسى فبغى عليهم وآتيناه من الكنوز ما إن مفاتيحه لتنوء بالعصبة أولي القوة إذ قال له قومه لا تفرح إن الله لا يحب الفرحين. Allah has ended the lessons He needs to give us of people that are endowed in this world with power and kingdom, how they use it and what can be the result if they don't use it well, and people that are endowed with even the kingdom of themselves, because each of us is a king of himself, then a king of his house. Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyatihi. Allah has given you your own hearing, your own sight, your own strength. You are the one to command your leg before it moves. You are the one to command your sight before it sees. You are the one to command your mouth before it talks. How did you use it? Then if you are given a kingdom, how did you do it? Fir'auna, look at how he did his own. Look at how he ended up. The lessons to learn from it, Allah has finished. There are two things that always go together. When you talk of kingdom, then you talk of wealth. إن الطبيب الهدي معك نتخطف من أرضنا. Oh Prophet, the people of Makkah said, if we follow the guidance along with you that you have brought, then we will lose this our city. The people that are saying this at that time are the wealthy people, because they had a lot of money. They give loans on interest, on usury, to make sure that the poor is perpetually poor and the rich is perpetually rich. The Prophet ﷺ said, usury is haram. How will they agree with him? They are the ones that build hotels and get beautiful ladies to use to get money from rich people, to use to deceive people. When a poor man has a beautiful daughter, they take him and convert him into a whore. They are the ones that champion the sales of alcohol so that people's brain will not always be straightforward, so that the people can always do things, and all is aimed at one thing, that they can get richer. Here we are told that when Moses came, also the rich people were also part of it. Inna Karuna, this man Karuna for sure, Kana min Kaumi Musa, he was in the community of Moses. Fabage alayhim, and then he tyrannized them. Wa ataynahu min al-kunuzi, Allah said, we gave him Karuna min al-kunuzi, wealth that it went to be as big as treasure. Ma inna mafatihahu, that the treasury itself, the key to it, that are noble uzba, is so weighty for even a band of people that are powerful to carry, because the treasury is so big, full of gold, that to carry the key alone, you need hefty people, more than 10, to carry the key to where the treasury is. Ulul kuwati, people that are strong. Is called Allahu qawmuhu. It is at this stage that he is so rich, he has so much treasure, that his people will tell him, La tafrah, O Karuna, don't feel too high above others. Inna Allah la yuhibbul farihin, Allah does not like the people that exalt themselves unnecessarily. Allah said, Kana min qawmi Musa, he was in the community, which means he was and he was no more. Before Moses came, he was one of those that Pharaoh was using among the people of Israel against the Israelites. Because always, people can't get into your house successfully except they use somebody within your house. And then Pharaoh was giving him a lot of money. And he was also giving this money in usury to his people. Wa Karuna, wa Hamana, wa Fir'auna. These three people, Allah said, my message came to them. Fastakbaru fil ardi wa ma kanu sabiqin. They became pompous on earth. Instead of them to be the first to take the message and be in forefront of the message, like Sayyidina Abu Bakr. Sayyidina Abu Bakr is close to the Prophet. It was him that the message first came to. Quickly he took the message and he is in forefront of Islam till today. Karuna refused. Instead, he started tyrannizing people of Moses. One of the things he did as tyranny was to tell them, when Moses starts saying, let us give zakah, he said, look at all of you. Moses came, he said, we should follow him. He will deliver us. But now he's asking for our money. So he came down, he also wants to be another Pharaoh. So he was now turning people against Moses. Moses will say something, what Allah has asked him to say, Karuna will go and use his money to buy people and say something else. And all this, what is the root of it? Root of it is jealous. He was jealous. Pharaoh, he said, you are a prophet. You say your brother Haruna is prophet. You are the one, you said, you take message from Allah and give us. In acting that message, how to sacrifice, how to worship, you say it to your brother, we should go and meet him to teach us. Before you came, look at my status in people of Israel. Nobody was respected like me. It is to me, people come to when they need money, they need loan, they need this. What is my own share in this activity? always let's be very careful of Hasada. Hasada took him to the extent now, Fabagay alayhim, that he became a tyrant within his own people. And his people were saying, Allah has delivered us. Look at this prophet. La tafrah. Don't elevate yourself above prophets. Inna Allah la yuhibbul farihin. Allah does not love those that do all this. Allah will continue to tell us about this Karuna, how he himself, finally he destroyed himself. So let us be careful about seeking for power, about seeking for money. May Allah give us halal wealth and let it be in our hand, not in our heart. May Allah give us good kingdom and let it be in our hands, not in our heart. Whatever Allah will give us, may it never cover us from seeing the power of Allah. May Allah make us to be his true servants. May Allah strengthen Islam. May he strengthen all of us. May he strengthen our faith. May he make us to be increasing in faith all the time until we get to the level of Ihsan. May Allah reward the Prophet. May he bring peace to our country. May he bring peace to our homes. May he bring peace to our mind. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين إن الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد لفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناس الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقداره العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Thank you.